The news that Iceland is opening early for the elderly and vulnerable was welcomed by many Evening News readers. Grumpy Norfolk wrote, "What a great idea! Sensible, and will be very welcome to those most vulnerable. Perhaps some other stores should adopt a similar approach, with a couple of hours once or twice a week, so the elderly and other at-risk groups can shop without fear of those selfish idiots in society." DMR agreed, "I think it's a great idea. I hope people can let the elderly, who are most at risk, shop in a less infected environment in peace for an hour or two. Maybe a bus or two could be set aside as well, along with bus travel restrictions, so they can get to the shops." Jacob also agreed, but saw a danger. "A good initiative to look after our elderly and vulnerable. Hopefully the feckless, greedy and selfish won't abuse this by self-identifying as vulnerable. But I doubt it." Third mate felt other supermarkets should follow suit. He said, "Shame that the other retailers don't feel inclined to help in the same way. The other supermarkets can't believe their luck. Christmas has come early. Huge rise in sales, discounts disappearing, minimum wage employees being pushed to breaking point. All the CEOs will be singing, 'We're in the money,' come bonus time. Greedy customers shopping online, complaining they can't get delivery slots. Don't worry, though, as the big boys will soon have their staff working 20 out of 24 hours. Bet you didn't know that home delivery drivers are paid the same as shelf stackers, but under 20 times the pressure, with delivery slots open until 11 p.m. and shifts starting at 7 a.m. the next morning. The supermarkets could easily control the panic buying, but why should they when greed is good?" Borat Tansky could see that the proposal may be abused. "Sadly, this is potentially open to abuse. An enterprising older person near me has already asked younger neighbours if they need anything. Actually, I think now, after all those comments had been received, the other supermarkets have decided to follow suit. So that's good news.